We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't want to sound arrogant or anything, but I know the guys in this locker room, and I've seen these guys practice, and I see us practice as a unit. And we're just getting better each and every week. And the further on in the season that we get, the more time that we get to spend together. And not only on the field, but off the field as well, to really build team chemistry.
You better get defensive player of the year.
Okay, it's time for What's at Stake, brought to you by Ruth's Chris. This holiday season, give the gift that sizzles a Ruth's Chris gift card. Complimentary parking after 5 o'clock. T.J. Watt there and Cam Hayward saying at the end of it, butting into the interview, that he believes that T.J. Watt should be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And Chris Mueller, what's happened to me here is that the Tomlin son, let's say, is so bright that it has blinded or blocked out everything else. That because we have been so fixated on pushing Tomlin for Coach of the Year and thinking about Mike Tomlin's relationship to other coaches and where he ranks in the coaching hierarchy,
you've missed the forest for the trees.
We have forgotten that T.J. Watt is on pace to break a Steelers sack record this year, and that should, on a great defense, on a surprising team, move him up near the top, if not to the very top of the charts, for NFL Defensive Player of
the
Year.
Tell me when the last game was that T.J. Watt did not at least record a half sack.
The New England Patriots.
He did not record one against them, but also against San Francisco. At least a half sack in every other game. And actually, it would be a whole sack, except he had a half in the Chargers game. One against Seattle, one and a half, one, two, one and a half. He's had a sack in at least two, or at least one sack in six straight games. Going back to Miami. He's been unbelievable. He's been a force. He's been... I kind of was one of those people for a long time who, when I would measure how well a guy pressured a quarterback, I'd say, what is his sack total? It's not just that, though. It's quarterback hurries. It's quarterback hits. How many times is he knocking the guy down? He's in the backfield constantly. Now, part of that is we've given Bud Dupree credit, but said, hey, he's got Watt opposite him. Part of it now is, like, you're getting the other effect. Dupree has been good enough that Watt is occasionally getting less attention, and he's thriving like you would hope a guy drafted where they drafted him would. I think he should be. I'm trying to think who else is out there. I think Minka is their team MVP, if that makes any sense. And yet Watt is a better candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. He's, I would say,
what?
Most valuable. He totally transformed them. But T.J. Watt has actually had the better individual season. You can twist that around in your head however you need to.
So their best defensive player, in Chris Mueller's opinion, is T.J. Watt, but he doesn't deserve to win Steelers MVP?
Correct. Because Minka plays a position that was one of major need and has transformed them with his excellence in the back end.
So shouldn't that be his argument then for Defensive Player of the Year?
No.
Why?
Because T.J. Watt has had a better individual season.
And so Defensive Player of the Year for you is just based strictly on individual numbers and not what they do for the team?
Yeah. Correct. In this particular case, I think it's a unique circumstance because we've seen their team with T.J. Watt give up 33 and 28, and since Minka got here, they haven't given up more than 26 points in a game the rest of the year. They've only given up 20 or more points three times since Minka got here, to the Niners, to the Ravens, and to the Colts. That's it.
I think,
or to the Browns four
times.
See,
I think Watt gets helped by two things, and the reason why I think he'll be a better position to win the award than Minka is because of his name. The Watt name. I think among the voters, the people that make up this award, because he's JJ's brother and because he's having a JJ-esque year, I think that that will help him the same way the Manning last name is going to help Eli get into the Hall of Fame. It's the same principle. It's that someone that is related to you is helping your cause. Wouldn't it be nice If there was a successful Mueller out there in the radio industry that could help you.
I thought Uncle Bob would give me a little bump with that big investigation, but frankly, it kind of fell flat.
But do you get what I, like, I honestly...
Well, that's for Defensive Player of the Year. I wasn't making the argument for Minkah as DPOY. I was making the argument for him specifically as Steelers MVP.
But I think that Minkah Fitzpatrick is one of the candidates for Defensive Player of the
Year.
And
actually,
I think that that'll help Watt, is that he has the lineage and legacy that Minkah Fitzpatrick does not have.
You know what? I agree with that point. You know what else helps him? Stats tend to be pretty gaudy, and people like gaudy numbers when they're picking these awards. Shaq Barrett leads the league in sacks. He plays for a crap team.
Yep.
Chandler Jones is third in the league in sacks, actually a half sack ahead of TJ Watt, and he plays for a crap team with a hideous defense. The guy that I think has a real shot at it is Cameron Jordan in New Orleans. Very good defense. He's got 13 and a half sacks. He's playing really well. He was sort of on people's radars. If the Steelers make it, and not only will Watt have his last name working for him, they will be the best story in football. And so I think people will have their attention trained on the Steelers. The big story around the Saints was that Teddy Bridgewater came in and didn't miss a beat when Breeze got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Watt, because the defense has carried the Steelers to this point, and because of his last name, if they make the playoffs, he's going to win
it. I just thought about something else too, though, is that the people that want to vote for a Steeler for Defensive Player of the Year, even though I think Watt will get more votes, I think Fitzpatrick could take away votes. So if they both continue to play well, it splinters the Steelers' voting base, and I think that'll hurt Watt in his pursuit of Defensive Player of the Year. I know it's boring, and I know it's played out, and maybe this guy won't win because the team, even though they're 10-2, is not like looked at right now as a relevant team because of Brady's struggles and their offensive struggles. But I think Gilmore should win the Defensive Player of the Year.
You think he's the best defensive player in football?
Yes, they have the best pass defense in the NFL. They still have the number one scoring defense. Stephon Gilmore is having a Rod Woodson-esque year. He's having a Darrell Revis, Rod Woodson-esque year. And that's why right now I have Tomlin 2 for Coach of the Year, and I have T.J. Watt, too, for Defensive Player of the Year right now.
Would you like to know something? Patriots' pass defense has been passed for best in the league.
In yards?
Niners are actually not better.
I don't think yards. I was thinking yardage. Yards per attempt.
Okay,
I go efficiency, Chris.
Pure yardage here. Second in fewest attempts.
You got to dig a little deeper here.
I don't need to dig any deeper. I'm doing just fine. The Niners are on pace to have a historically great
pass
defense.
Okay, so you want a Niner to win Defensive Player of the Year? Who?
Actually, net yards gained per pass attempt, they are number one in the league.
Okay, so then you're going to pick a Niner for Defensive Player of the Year?
No, because theirs has been a team effort. Gilmore's a better pick. I just needed to
wait a minute.
Back.
So you tried to needle me, and then you agreed with my pick?
I just wanted to say that you were wrong. I just wanted to say that you were actually wrong.
He criticized my pick and then said, actually, you found the right player.
Hey, Greg.
You got a big weekend planned.
Huge weekend. I mean, Sherman's not having a good enough, like, gaudy enough season, but he's got three picks.
Follow us on Twitter at 90.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.